We are live the sixth day. It is Thursday, 2011. Here's Corbin, meteorologist, astrophysicist, joining us on what's happening with the weather. Finishing up with Alan Watt of CoverTheMatrix.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Alan, again, I study the globalists, and they've got these overall managed systems, but they want managed systems that are totally surveilled, because if it isn't inside that surveilled system, they can't control all the outcomes. And I do see them making a lot of mistakes, but because they do have the finance, the capital on their side, they've got a lot of momentum. But I'm getting really positive, and a lot of the political minds that I admire really agree that the globalists are not invincible and are not all powerful, and that things are not going perfectly for them. But I know that your view varies a bit on that. Give us your view.
Well, you see, they're quite right. I read an article recently where some of the top politicians said that everything that they do, and for everything that they put forward, and plans and rules and laws, the public must accept them and acquiesce. Now, they need our approval, our tacit approval, and silence, it really connotes your approval. And without that, they can't do anything, to be honest with you. If enough people simply said, and they could, but the problem is getting them to do it. No, we're not going along with this. We're not going along with this or that or whatever. We're boycotting all your airports, yada, yada, yada. That could so easily be done, but you cannot get the public to come together in this day and age. They're so divided. That's your problem. It could be done. But for every totalitarian measure that comes out, you can simply say no. That's it. It will take martyrs. There's never been a change in history to get out of under the boots of tyranny that did not take martyrs going to prison for saying, no, I'm not going along with that. You're not going to do this in some nice hygienic way, believe you me. It's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen by pleading with them either, because these guys have got too much to look forward to. They've been in the planning for hundreds of years. They don't plan to change it and turn around and be nice to us. These are monsters at the top who literally see, like H.G. Wells, he knew darn well about the killing of millions in Russia and the Ukraine with the Soviets, and he thought it was a good thing. He saw the same thing coming across the Western world towards the end of the millennium into the new. He says, well, they'd have to kill off millions and millions of young people as well, because they're all fertile, basically, and that would simply have to be done, very matter-of-factly. These guys are monsters. And but at the same time, for every law and the minor laws too that they put out to tax you and carbon taxes and all the rest of it, you must say okay. And when you sign that tax form, you're acquiescing to them. And that's pretty well all you have left at the moment is to change yourself and say no, okay, I'll suffer and take the consequences. And with enough people locked up as martyrs, that's how Ireland helped to free itself too. With all the thousands of people getting slammed in these prisons during the Troubles. And
notice, though, Alan, that how they tried to pass the EU the first time, then they passed it the second time. Ireland was this panacea of great, you know, wealth. And then overnight, oh, you're bankrupt now. Foreign bankers are taking you over. And the head of their central bank admitted, he said, foreigners now rule us. I think that's good. I mean, so in your face.
Well, the Russian mafia moved in on block. A whole lot of them, a lot to L.A., and the rest ran off to places in Europe. But Ireland was a big place because they were getting lots of grants from the EU. And, of course, the mafia was in there like a shot. And when the Russian mafia accumulated all the dirty deeds and fake bonds and all the rest of it, they ran off with the loot and helped bankrupt the country. That was all set up in advance because the Russian mafia works with the globalists, you see.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, we're out of time. I appreciate you joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again with the great work you're doing on an upcoming eugenics film we've got with incredible interviews with you. Great having you. Continue your great research.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex.
Great having Alan Watt of CoverTheMatrix.com. And again, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, getting into what's happening with the weather. And we love interviewing people that have actually been accurate in their predictions. We'll be right back after this quick break, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are we a nation of truth lovers or truth rejectors? We've got Chuck Baldwin's latest column up at Infowars.com. And by the way, tomorrow we've got the big exclusive video interview with Chuck Baldwin on the globalist, where he's going in the future. Just so much. That's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv. So is the Russell Means, Native American leader. Incredible video from Wounded Knee. That's going up Monday. A lot of exclusive videos at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we're going to run this special for another week or two. We do it every Christmas and then into the new year a little bit. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. The video streaming of the live radio show, the archives, all my films in super high quality. And it is your purchase and support of PrisonPlanet.tv and the memberships that make so much of what we do here possible. Now, coming up in the next segment with him, I'm going to play a short clip from Fox, and I've got other British news saying, you know, the same thing. We had this guy on a year ago. And the mainstream meteorologists and media were predicting basically hardly any winter, the end of snow. And he went in on our show, and he's a meteorologist and astrophysicist. And I've looked at his record. I mean, he's, you know, paid by different farmer almanacs, you name it, to really give farmers the real research. What the old timers knew, they didn't understand it. They just knew the moon had a big effect on the weather, as basically a lensing or amplifying effect with the solar winds that sends in so many particles into the atmosphere. Then there's the other big contributor, which is the magnetic field of the Earth, but it's also affected by the solar winds. mainline meteorologists supposedly ignore all this and use these ridiculous computer models that the science has found is about as accurate as a Ouija board or a Wheel of Fortune. But Piers Corbin, year after year after year, and it's all chronicled at weatheraction.com, is accurate, a lot more accurate than the mainstream. And he predicted the coldest winter in a long time, massive snowfall, when it would hit, what would happen. And ladies and gentlemen, he did this almost a year out. I mean, this is incredible. And he does it over and over again, following the old-timer systems, which they didn't know why it was. They just knew the moon had to do with it. And he joins us, Piers Corbin, to talk about what's happening now and what he sees happening coming up throughout the summer and next year, or is that too early to tell? Piers Corbin, congratulations again on stunning accuracy.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Well, you got the floor. We've only got you for 20 minutes. Tell us what's currently happening, how you predicted it, how it works, and what's coming up next.
Well, last May, we said at a conference, an energy conference, that December in Britain would be cold and snowy. We didn't give any more detail on that, but then in November, we put out a detailed forecast saying that we expected it would be the coldest December for 100 years. Nobody believed us. And that is, in fact, exactly what happened. In fact, it's the central England temperatures are the second coldest in the full record of 352 years.
I'm going to have to interrupt you, Piers. I'm sorry. You were here in May of last year, and I can people can go to my YouTube channel or PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it. You said on the east coast of the U.S., incredible snowfall, freezing, Canada snowed in. You predicted a super cold winter. I mean, you're really...
Yeah.
Really playing down what you did.
Well, that's true. Yes, it's true. Yeah, fair enough. I was also going to add that we did. We predicted the very specific blizzard which hit New York just after Christmas, and we put out a detailed forecast for that 2 weeks ahead. Although we'd had obviously ideas longer ahead. But
what is the truth? I mean, some news is saying the cold's in 1,000 years, but we don't have good records of that. Others are saying in 300. I mean, what's your evidence show? I mean, does this mark sliding into a new ice age, as many astrophysicists and meteorologists believe?
Yes, of course, standard meteorology will just say everything's going to go back to the norm. Now, we say, well, in Europe and in many parts of America, for sure, it's going to be carry on extremely cold in January and February. Our longer-range view is that we are heading towards a mini ice age, and we'll be well into that. It'll be at its coldest in about 25 years' time. We're going to see more of these cold or very cold winters with extraordinary blizzards in them, and more lousy summers, both in Britain and Europe and in the USA.
Okay, again, you're the true expert on this. How is your perspective on approaching the science so much different than mainline meteorology? I mean, I know you've broken that down before, but explain that to people, and then let's continue discussing what's happening this year and what you see coming next year.
Okay. Standard meteorology looks at the weather now, sees how everything's moving, and then says, well, if that's moving towards this, something will happen, and then it will do this and that, and they can predict forwards. However, after about 4 days, it breaks down, and it becomes very inaccurate. The reason for that is there's external influences driven from the sun and the moon interrupting the flow of charged particles from the sun. Now, this solar-lunar influence dictates the changes in the jet stream, which are the changing weather patterns. And what we've had in the last 6 months, especially, and it's going to carry on this year, is significant jet stream blockings, whereby the jet stream is kept in more or less the same place for a while. And that has caused the super heat wave in Russia, for example, which we predicted, and we predicted when it would end. Caused the floods in Pakistan, and simply we
predicted... I know, you predicted everything. You're a regular...
No, not everything.
No, know. I mean, I remember you in May of last year laying so much of this out. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, yeah, we are very pleased. We want to be able to predict everything. As it is, 85% of what we say will happen does happen, but there's a lot of things we haven't yet got a handle on. But some very interesting things going on right now, where it's now obvious that the Queensland floods, if you look at them, the most likely floods have all happened, the biggest floods, in the same phase of the eclipse cycle. Namely, there was an eclipse of the sun on January the 4th, which was near to the peak of this current wave of floods. And the previous waves of floods, very significant ones, were in 1954, 1973, 1992, or thereabouts, which are all separated by 19 years, which is the eclipse cycle. So there was also solar eclipses on around the 4th of January, those times as well.
So just like a wind tunnel,
solar effect is why you get the floods.
But I mean, for laymen out there, like a wind tunnel, I mean, so when the moon is basically directly lined up with the solar winds blocking them, what does that generally result in?
It's more complicated than that. Where the moon is, obviously, given the date of an eclipse, also means there's certain patterns before and after that. And through the whole of its orbit, the moon is influencing the solar wind, which then influences the jet stream. What it seems is in certain phases of the eclipse cycle, the moon's motion is favoring jammings and stickings of the jet stream. And when you look at the rain map in Australia now, the standard meteorologist is pointing, look at all this rain, they say. Look, it's coming here, and it's staying there. It's always in this place. I mean, it's a stuck jet stream. Now, they scratch their heads and don't know why. But, well, we know why. We don't know the detailed mechanisms, but we do know why.
Okay, why?
When it's going to happen.
What? Why? What's triggering it then? I mean, we understand the moon in relation to the sun and the solar wind.
Well, the jet stream would be moving normally all the time, but somehow the moon interrupts the jet stream so that the motion, interrupts the solar wind so that the motion of the jet stream becomes stuck. Now, we don't understand the details of how it works, but we can say when that type of thing is going to happen and when the jammings of the jet stream will break down.
Well, meteorologist and astrophysicist, consultant and owner of WeatherAction.com, who makes weather forecasts up to a year in advance with 85% accuracy, no one else can even get close to that. How can I, just as an average Joe, not a rocket scientist, know that the tides are caused by the moon? So why wouldn't the moon, if it can do that, affect the weather when we know the ocean is one of the biggest terrestrial drivers of the weather? How can mainline meteorology ignore that? I mean, that's moronic, is it not?
Well, it is moronic, yes. But you see, they can't cope with what to do. And they don't know how to put it in. I mean, they could be a lot more intelligent and make applications, but you see, if they were to follow what we say, namely that the main drivers of all these things are external, is the sun and the moon, then they're going to have to ditch their man-made climate change theory, and that is the core of their belief system. So the Met Office in Britain now has even got to the stage where they put on the website it was going to be a mild winter. Then it was cold. So then they announced that they'd actually thought it was going to be cold and had told the government this. Now, you know, this is just unbelievable. I just don't believe them, frankly. It's very possible they put out two forecasts and afterwards they would say which one they really believed in. Obviously the one that was right. But this is going to say that, in fact, it's all caused by CO2. I mean, they come up with cooling is warming. Somehow somehow CO2 has caused some warming somewhere, which has caused a change in circulation, which has caused these blasts of cold air. Well, it's complete nonsense, because we can predict these blasts. They're caused by solar lunar influence. It's nothing whatsoever to do
unbelievable
with carbon dioxide.
Unbelievable. Stay there. Piers Corbin coming back with us. We'll look into the rest of 2011 into 2012, what his yearly forecast is this time. I know it's a little early, but he'll be ready in the next few months. We'll get an early take from him on the other side. This is just such important information, obviously.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're really honored to have Piers Corbin of WeatherAction.com on with us from England. Very busy guy. I twisted his arm to stay till 45 after because this is a short segment. And you know I don't normally gush at guests. It's just somebody who even mainstream media has to admit has about an 85% accuracy rate in year-out forecasting. I mean, they can't get anything right here in Austin past two or three, 4 days. So they can track a weather system and pretty much get down what it's going to do, but they can't track the larger areas. And so because they want to push man-made global warming, they have this quackery that the moon and the sun, and they said that last year at Copenhagen, an official UN declaration, that the sun does not affect climate. The sun is the driver. Is it not, astrophysicist, meteorologist Piers Corbin?
That's right. The sun drives it. And the main climate driver is through a magnetic effects involving charged particles modulated by lunar influences. And the main cycles of weather observed on Earth are, in fact, solar lunar driven. The 60-year cycle in the Pacific temperatures and American temperatures is a solar lunar effect, and that modulates, if you like, the main magnetic effect, which is a 22-year cycle of world temperatures.
So what is the current cycle point we're in right now, and what do you see coming up in the next 12 months?
Right. What we've got now is we're leaving the solar minimum. We've left solar cycle 23, and we're in the start of solar cycle 24. And it's been hiccuping in its starting, and it's a lot of solar activity has tended to be low. And at the same time, we're in a very fortuitous, if you like, lunar phase in the eclipse cycle of the moon, where we've just had some eclipses. And these appear to be accentuating the blocking tendencies of the jet stream, which we predict. And these blocking tendencies are very important for extreme events, like they're leading to these extreme cold situations in Britain and Europe, and your major blizzards and cold blasts in America. They also lead to very warm bits in different parts at times. But the key thing is right now, the extreme cold experience. And these extreme blockings are going to continue through January and February and right through the year. So we'll see a lot of extreme type of things, a lot more cold spells than the global warmers would like us to have. And it will generally look like a kind of different weather situation where we'll go through this year compared with previous years. We've entered some sort of pretty fundamental shift, I would say, in weather patterns.
Again, here's my simpleton question. Obviously, the moon is involved in the same orbits and gyrations and is stable, but the sun, do we have any idea on its short cycles? Obviously not its long cycles. So it looks to me like that's a major variable and that the sun is fluctuating and we don't know. So we have to always understand that's the big wild card, because though even the ancients understood the relationship with the moon and the sea and the overall weather, isn't the sun the big wild card?
Yes and no. There's a lot of things on the sun which are happening, which we can't see, but we nevertheless know they happen and change the way in which the solar wind gets to us and the magnetic leakages, and we can predict some of those very well. Like, we know there's certain going to be shock waves, if you like, in the solar wind, some of which will help blocking and give us, for example, a cold blast in Britain or America if the blocking is in a certain place, and others lead to the jet stream being more mobile, and it generally wetter and milder in the northern hemisphere, and we can distinguish between these two types of effect. Generally speaking, in terms of activity on the sun, I mean, an important thing is it spins around on its axis. So something that happened 27 days ago may come back in 27 days to every 27 days, because it spins relative to the Earth in 27 days. But at the same time, it changes on its surface, so you can't rely on that. But solar flares come in bursts of typically roughly every 155 days on average, which is quite an important thing. There's many, many cycles and subcycles on the sun. And
so we do know a lot about it. Okay, stay there. I want to come back and talk more about the sun. I want to talk about jet streams and a lot more with Piers Corbin of WeatherAction.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Our final segment with our guest. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Guest told said he can clearly say I told you so. Back in November, the UK's government weather forecasting office claimed that this winter would be mild. That's the same office pushing a global warming agenda. But here's the forecast for this winter, as predicted in November by astrophysicist and meteorologist Piers Corbin. Take a listen.
The winter, December to February, inclusive in Britain and Europe, will be exceptionally cold and snowy, like hell frozen over at times.
He was right. It feels like that outside right now. You're looking at video of an extremely snowy Britain from this week. So much for global warming. He says prepare for the ice age. Piers Corbin joins us now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the resistance to the neo-collectivist eugenicist is gaining steam. Republicans kill global warming committee. Republicans have disabled the one committee devoted solely to climate change and energy issues. And we have other articles at PrisonPlanet.com with these bizarre people openly calling for euthanizing above 65s in The Guardian. You cannot make this type of bizarreness up. Calling for prison cities, rationing. I want to get back into the science with Piers Corbin and his forecast. And he was talking about the jet stream stalling over in Australia. But I'd seen alternative media claim that the blizzard was caused by a stalling of the main jet streams. And he said, absolutely. And I looked it up during the break. Turns out he did predict that as well. So, wow, that's pretty wild. We'll get into all of that and his forecast going into this year. Which the preliminaries are out on. He'll have more in the next few months with a full year forecast. But Piers Corbin, what do you make of the eco-greenies really going from claiming they're trying to save us from global warming to now just flailing around calling for eco-fascism and engaging in such bizarre rhetoric?
Well, it is very worrying, and, you know, it's not anything I would have imagined. They are so bad. For example, Fox News and ABC have carried me, and I've been in, you know, various alternative and some newspapers in Britain. But the BBC have totally, absolutely, totally ignored what I've got to say. And, you know, after these blizzards and so on in Britain and in America, all they can do is have apologies for global warming turning up on the TV saying things like cold is warm and we don't know what is going to happen next.
Well, that's an exact quote.
They could ask us.
Well, I mean, that's an exact quote, though. They're actually saying the new warm is cold. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah, yeah. They've got some bizarre sort of idea that, well, there was some warm somewhere which caused a bit of something to happen in the Arctic, and that caused this cold blast. Well, excuse me, you know, we predicted these events anyway using solar lunar activity. I mean, all their predictions have failed. These are the same people who told us that Europe would be without snow by the end of this decade, and instead we've got more snow than we've ever had, and the coldest December for over 100 years.
Incredible. I mean, I understand there's microclimates everywhere, but I mean, is it the coldest in 1,000, 300? I mean, what's your data show?
I can't say because we haven't got the data, but certainly we're expecting a continuing decline in world temperatures so that we will be seeing the on a more regular basis the coldest winters for some, you know, 200 or 300 years will start to become a lot more common.
Jet streams, for those that don't know, describe them, please, sir, and what's happening with the jet streams. You did predict there'd be a slowing or a stalling, and I asked you in press reports here that it may have stalled. Were accurate? You said they are.
Yes. What you have, the jet stream is the general track of the low pressure systems around the polar regions. So they go one way in the northern hemisphere and the other way in the southern hemisphere. And generally, when it's stalled in one, it will be stalled in the other half as well of the world. What happened during that New York blizzard, or just before it, was, for example, that we had a forecast we put out in detail that there would be east and northeast USA, including New York, would be hit by an almighty blizzard, and it would, the country or that part would grind to a halt. Now, we said that in detail again 2 weeks ahead, and Standard Meteorology said, and we got emails from people saying, oh no, we can't see any of this coming, Piers, no, it ain't going to happen. And then they saw something and said, no, it's going to go out to sea, it won't hit New York anything like much at all. And then 24 hours ahead, they started admitting that it was going to happen. And when it did happen, it was even more intense than they had said 24 hours ahead, and much more in line with what we had said in detail weeks ahead. So we are very pleased with that, although I have to admit I feel sorry for all those people who were stuck in the ice who were ill-prepared because Standard Meteorology didn't help them.
Well, I go back to what I raised earlier. How, if it's admitted, the ancients knew this, that the moon controls the tides. If the moon is generating giant seas globally, sucking the water out, you know, many feet lower, bringing it in many feet higher, to say then that it doesn't affect weather when 78% of the surface of the earth is covered by salt or fresh water, I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. How can they say, I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. They know they're lying.
They do. They know they're lying. But, of course, there's big interests attached to this. I mean, they're people, they're self-serving pseudo-scientists, and the politicians in tow, or the scientists are in tow of the politicians, whatever. I mean, they want carbon trading to make fast bucks. They want to control the development of energy trading around the world. They want to control agriculture a lot more, and they want the population to be stupefied and brainwashed and to actually desire to pay taxes to save the planet. Now, there's never been a movement in the history of the world before where people have been clamoring to pay taxes for any reason. Now, this is a fantastic opportunity for all tax collectors and governments. So they're not going to give it up lightly, which is why they will, you know, use the state media to suppress opinions of people like me and put brainwashing sidekicks on instead.
Piers Corbyn, going back to the BBC, it took them over a month to report on Climategate after it was already a huge story, and now they still barely report on it and say it was an honest mistake when the emails clearly show premeditated lying by the UN-picked scientist. But it expands from there. Since then, like a line of 100 dominoes, every major fraud they've pushed has turned out to be a manifest, premeditated charade. Where do you see their hubris going? Are they running out of gas?
Well, they are running out of gas, but they do keep on filling up the tank. You see, the global warming scam is worth billions. I mean, we point out in our first news sheet of the year, which anyone can get on our website, Weather Action News number 1 for 2011, we point out that they've just put up value-added tax, but they don't need to put up value-added tax at all if they were to scrap the pseudoscience of man-made global warming, because that could save $18 billion a year. Putting up VAT is going to get them $13 billion. So to do something intelligent in line with real science would actually, you know, get a net increase of $5 billion, which they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't have to do anything but to do with VAT.
All right, we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left with you. Other points, I mean, I've been asking the questions. In your forecast coming up, again, here in the United States, other parts of the world, you called what happened in Central Asia with precision, the Russia heat wave with precision. Give us a brief, because I know you're still compiling for the next year, but your brief long-term forecast in hot spots around the world or the United States.
Well, we haven't gone into a lot of detail yet, and we will do a lot more detail for the United States of America. But right now, we can certainly say that Europe, Western Europe and Britain is going to have a lousy spring and a wet summer. In America, it's very likely that parts of America will be like that. But we do have to be careful and understand how the jet stream is going to affect things, because last year, for example, we last winter we had very mild on the Pacific coast when it was cold elsewhere. So we have to see where the distinctions are going to be. But
just interrupt you, sir.
More extremes.
I mean, just interrupt as you're using, you know, English nomenclature. Quantify for us, what does a lousy spring, or what do those terms
lousy means cold and wet. So in terms of farming, it means that the sprouting of crops would be late. So it's bad for agriculture and bad for the economy.
Okay, continue now with what you were saying for the summer.
Yes. Well, in Britain, it will be generally wet or very wet. And there will be probably also a lot of, extreme-type wet events in America. But we don't know where as yet, and we will have to work that out and let people know.
How did you predict the Pakistan flooding? How did you predict the Russian record heat wave?
Right. Well, our look-back maps as to when the worst similar weather, solar, magnetic, lunar forcing in the past showed us that there was going to be high pressure blocking in East Europe and Russia, which would give a hot south wind and cause that. That occurred again and again and again in the weather map, so we knew it would be a heat wave. In terms of Pakistan, we didn't have any maps of Pakistan, so we didn't have any prediction that what would occur did occur. But when we saw what was happening for Russia, we could also see when it was going to end, and we could also see that that meant that the super deluges in Pakistan would end at the same time, because the whole pattern around the world was going to change. So we predicted to the day when there would be the end of the Russian heat wave and a final gasp of storms, which would then completely peter out in Pakistan and end that the super deluges there. And those happened to the day.
But I mean, you're saying a general cooling trend in the next few years, or an accelerated one?
Yes, an accelerated one, I would say. Just on that Russian thing, it was very interesting. You could plot on the sun what actually happened. There was a double sunspot coronal explosion, and 12 hours after that, you had massive thunderstorms in St. Petersburg, and then later in Moscow, and the situation also changed in Pakistan. And in terms of what's happening in general over the next few years, yes, we think there will be accelerated cooling, and if you like, this year is the beginning of quite rapid decline of world temperatures.
Well, Mr. Corbin, meteorologist, astrophysicist, you've been very gracious with your valuable time. Folks can go to your site, they can contribute or sign up and get your detailed forecast, or get a lot of great and valuable general information all over. In closing, because when you were on last year, you explained to people that, and I'm putting in my words, but I want you to close in your own, and tell me if I'm incorrect repeating it, but I think it's some of the most important things you described. The fanciest computers, the best systems, can't integrate all the different magnetic fields of the Earth, the moon relationship, the sun. All we can do is look back at past events, not so much modeling, but then being able to predict what happened because of where the positions were. That makes total sense. That's what you're doing. That's why you're so accurate. And that's completely different from pinhead so-called scientists trying to fit the science and their limited technological meters to how they believe things work.
Yes, absolutely right. The current approach of what calls itself climate science is arrogant beyond belief. They imagine that their machines know more about nature than nature does itself. Nature is its own computer. In fact, we could never construct anything advanced enough to compute everything that happens in the sun, between the sun and the Earth, and the Earth, to give the details of what happens. But we can look at the past as to when very similar things were driving, and that is how we make our predictions. We try to understand nature instead of assuming we are understanding it and able to control it, which we cannot.
Well, I remember reading Farmer's Almanac when I was a kid, and
yes.
They said it was all about the moon. I mean, they didn't know why, they just knew there was a relationship.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's obviously, well, not obviously, but it isn't just the tidal matter, which happens every fortnight, but it's also the whole cycle of the moon, indeed the whole cycle of eclipses, which is a 19-year cycle, and there's many sub-cycles within that, you see, of the moon crossing the plane of the ecliptic, as well as new and full moons, and all the relative timings between that and events on the sun, which are crucial.
Well, your accuracy rate is the proof that you are a true scientist and a real treasure. Thank you for spending time
with us. Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
All right, there goes Piers Corbin, weatheraction.com. Have a great New Year, sir. Well, that was amazing, ladies and gentlemen, and 85% accuracy rate. a year out. I mean, it's just incredible because he's a real scientist and knows the sun and the moon are affecting much of what happens on Earth. Then the Earth's own magnetic field affects that. And people breathing, trees respirating, cows passing gas, that is such a tiny effect overall. But they want to demonize normal carbon cycle so they can control it while engaging in legions of true dangerous events, detonating nukes in the upper atmosphere, using DU, open air cross-species genetic engineering, things that in the whole history of this planet have never been done, and proving that it's causing dangerous mutations and problems, and huge super colliders colliding heavy particles together. I mean, all extremely dangerous. And they tell us all of that's not dangerous, but carbon dioxide is just this devil gas. It's going to kill us all. They know it's a fraud. It is a giant, sickening, huge joke to them. And they love it. I will assure you that sun is the main driver. You go out there on a July day and a clear day, it'll burn your skin. It's what makes the plants grow. It's what heats the earth. The earth would be so far below zero, it makes your head spin. It'd be an absolute zero without the sun. And the UN says the sun doesn't affect our climate. Ladies and gentlemen, are we that stupid to buy that ridiculous lie? Final segment straight ahead and an unbelievable retransmission.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah. This is the end.
If you missed the second hour of the broadcast, I got into the unbelievable open announcements that they're going to turn the cities into prison cities to control our every move, and they literally call us prisoners and ration everything we do. We've also got new reports out by Watson, Maryland staged terror plot, FBI caught provocateuring patsies. We're trying to make that a big search term, Maryland staged terror, those three words, and also prison cities today. In fact, let's check Google Trends. We did that in the first hour. It should be becoming the number one trend in the next 30 minutes or so. It is going to become the number one trend. I think we've only failed a few times and had it, you know, in the top five or so. But I would imagine the listeners come through big time against the enemy. So we'll check Google Trends right now. I got a few other news items I want to hit. But first, talking about the sun, that thing that doesn't affect our climate, according to the United Nations, because they say so. That's like saying water isn't wet. I mean, it's just such a ridiculous lie on the face of it. They know full well. My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power? Want to simply flip the switch on to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and to generate your own supply of electrical power. I myself am moving out to the countryside and going solar and rainwater and all that. I'm done. I can't leave the country, so I'm going to do the next best thing. Go to MySolarBackup.com. They got a great unit, and you can buy a bunch of them and run your whole house. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. A lot of other news I didn't get to, and for some reason it's like it's impossible to get to this. Because I covered the eugenics today, and I meant to then integrate it in with the surveillance city that they're creating. Each city to be a total panopticon. But the spy satellites for global warming are really spy satellites to track your heat residence, that they get your body heat residence biometric code, and they track you by satellite. That's now mainstream news. Detroit Public Schools getting 40,000 laptop stimulus funds. The federal government will watch the kids over those, just like Pennsylvania. Computers that see you and keep watch over you. I've been talking about this since Monday. Never got to it. It's such an incredible article. It says everything you do will be watched in live time for your own good. I mean, they just announced total 1984. It says here that prisoners would be watched, but also doctors and nurses making sure they wash their hands. Guilty until proven innocent. Again, it says computer vision systems can watch hospital room and remind doctors to nurses to wash their hands or warn of restless patients. Oh, they say you didn't take care of your baby right. They'll take your kid. That's already going in England. Who are in danger of falling out of bed. It can go through a computer-equipped system. And the computer decides and then alerts people. And then that's actually in the news today. DARPA claims they're just now rolling this out. Utah's $1.5 billion cybersecurity center underway. They already built one in San Antonio. Court okay searches of cell phones without warrant. They're just openly announcing they're spying on everything. That's San Francisco Chronicle. What's Traitorware? All these new iPhone apps and other Droid apps that spy on you and everybody else. Tattletale apps. U.S. tells agencies watch insiders to prevent new WikiLeaks. And it's saying anybody who doesn't act happy or enthusiastic may be a traitor. So it's just, again, the panopticon of total spying to ensure the criminality of the government and corporations continues. See, telling the truth is becoming a crime, or exposing crime is becoming a crime. I'm out of time on that, but I'm going to go back into this more tomorrow, as promised. More very informative guests tomorrow. Excellent job in the four-hour transmission today by the great crew, Marley, Jaron, Phil, Matt, everybody. Absolutely. Who else? Oh, yes. And Philberto as well. So everybody has done a super job today. Another strike against tyranny. Another emergency transmission to wake folks up. Now, coming up, the retransmission at InfoWars.com, stations that re-air it. I'm breaking down the incredible eugenics announcements that are off the charts, insane, and confirm our worst fears. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.